All right,
did
I'll
you
just skip
your
it.
Phone?
No, I just you know, the screen went off. I'm just talking away like I normally would on a phone.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So should we start again, mate?
Yeah, we'll
third time's a charm.
That's the third time lucky we'll get there.
All right, you started off, mate. This is your idea, mate.
Oh, I don't know, but you've got the radio MC voice, so.
Yeah, radio MC voice, yeah, putting it on now. Hey, you got a good voice too, mate. I put it. Oh, I'll start it off.
Okay.
All right, are we ready to rumble?
We're ready to rumble. Let's do it.
All right, guys. You are listening to Nokia Museum, Episode 1 podcast with Adrian and Justin. This is Adrian's great idea, and I'm running with it. And I'll put you through to Adrian right now. Hello, Adrian.
Thank you, Justin. It's great to hear from you. Our little brainchild together. It's not just my idea, but it's your idea. But I'm pretty stoked to be doing this finally after we've floated the idea around for a while, but we never got around to it. But now we have, and here we are. So thank you to the audience out there that's listening.
All two of you, which is my family and your family.
Well, hopefully we'll.
I'm sure it'll get massive, mate. I'm sure it'll get massive, and we'll be advertised on FM radio stations all around the country.
That's it, and hopefully the world. Online only medium, so we can try and rustle up some sponsorship from Azerbaijan.
Old Queef Tech contacts, mate.
It's already filtered through into the podcast here. The crossover. Like Days of Our Lives and Bold and the Beautiful. It's great to be here. So basically myself, Adrian Hughes, and my co-host Justin Cohen are starting a podcast about Nokia. So we both have a fond affinity for Nokia, being the phone behemoth over the years, and we will get into our favorite devices and take a stroll down memory lane, but not only about the devices, but the services that Nokia provided, and have some interviews with some of our favorite people, whether they be bloggers, YouTubers, and some people behind the scenes. So you'll have to stay tuned for that and find out who they are.
Yeah, I'd like to find out who they are too, Adrian. That's amazing.
That's it. I've kept it.
In all honesty, I'm actually looking forward to talking to a lot of people, and it'd be interesting to get their insights on the Nokia history over the years.
Yeah, that's it. Definitely. It's been quite a colourful history. And how many years? I don't know. It's been early 90s to late 10s, isn't it, really? So that's 20, 25 years or so, where it's Nokia's been in the A game there.
So how did you get into Nokia, Adrian? Talk to me. I'd like to hear the story, and I'm sure everyone else would like to hear the story.
Well, if we go right back to the beginning, it has to have a bit of a tangent to how I got into mobile phones in the first place. But it was late in high school, and basically I got into phones because my friend sold me a Motorola V2288. And nice. From there, it's a nice little phone there. I affectionately called it the Lady Shaver because the shape of it. And it had rubber skins that you could put on, so that was quite a nice little phone, very basic, but introduced me to the world of actually, do you remember WAP? W-A-P?
WAP.
WAP, sorry, WAP, as you call it.
Yes.
I don't know, how are we going to sort out how we actually say on this podcast or?
Well, whatever, I'm sure you have the
that's
the
like
right
GIF
pronunciation
and GIF.
There.
Yeah. Basically, got me into that side of things, very early beginnings of the mobile internet. Anyway, I'm getting
getting ahead of yourself there.
I know, I'm just going on a tangent here. But Yeah, at the time, I basically used to get catalogs and from the major telcos here, so Optus and Telstra, and used to scrapbook it. So sounds a bit sad, but that's how much I was into the mobile phone technology. I was just, you know, just pining for all these models. And when I first, the first Nokia I saw was one of my schoolmates, and he had a 5110.
Yes, that, nice.
As we know, it's an iconic device. And basically, yeah, got to play around with it. And also, he had, what did he have? 6510, I think. So I was over at his house one day, and he had the 6510 that his dad owned anyway. But yeah, everything was revolutionary at that time.
What color was his 5110? Was it yellow? Was it red? Can you remember that?
It's just a standard blue, actually.
Oh, the blue one, yes.
Blue, but as we both know, it was the first device with the Express on covers, wasn't it? So you could get it in multiple colors.
I think it was, yeah. So big business for Nokia doing that.
Yes, definitely. And yeah, it was, I don't know, that was my first exposure to Snake as well, actually. So
Snake.
Everyone knows Snake. It's such an iconic part of the everyday culture, isn't it, really?
It is.
And
then what happened?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, the year after. Yeah, I saw some more Nokias. I don't know. It was almost like I was the kid in school because I always, you know, you've got the Motorola, I got the Alcatel, and the first Nokia device I didn't actually get until 2004, which was my first year of uni study. And I think that was the 3350.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was, as we know, it was like a little offshoot of the 3310 that had the WAP.
Or WAP.
Purple and green color. Or WAP, yep. And that year was pretty full on, actually, for buying mobile phones. I just went crazy. I think it went for about 15 or 20 that year, and just buying and
15 or 20?
Yeah. That's ridiculous, I know, but that's, I don't know. I was just obsessed with mobile phones. So,
how did you sell them back in those days? Was it the trading post? Because this is before Marketplace or eBay.
Yeah, it was actually. Yeah, it was before those places and before Gumtree and all that. So,
yeah,
actually, what do we have? Yeah, it was like the classifieds newspaper that we had over here. I don't know if you had it over there. And
yeah, we call it the Trading Post.
Oh, the Trading Post. Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
So you've got that.
So you're on the west coast of Australia, and I'm on the east coast of Australia. So
that's it. We're covering
like a different country. Covering Australia.
A different country, world. Did you say? Oh, my God. Well, should just end this podcast right here now. No, we had a similar thing. We called it the quokka.
Oh, yeah, yep.
Because, our iconic animal off the coast of Perth has it's got the quokka on it. Anyway, just used to put ads in there and look for, new phones. But most of the time I'd just buy new ones, actually, so... And then just sell them on there and do the usual car park and shopping centre meets.
And you haven't changed to this day?
No, I haven't. What's that? Nearly 20 years later and I'm still doing it, which is for a grown man, I don't know. we love our phones on here anyway,
We do. So then how did you really get into Nokia? So you had about 15 or 20 phones that year, and what made you stick with Nokia?
I really don't know. I think it's because, hang on, I've got a list here of what I actually got in that year, on Nokia-wise anyway. So I got the 3350, then later on I got the 3200, so that's the one with the little paper covers you could put in.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? Went for a few more Motorolas, and then I stuck on a contract of the 6288. So that's what made me stick with Nokia, basically, because I was on a two-year contract with them. So that took me
forced to do it.
Forced to do it, basically. try and curb my phone spending habit. But yeah, that basically got me through till 2008, 2007, 2008. Yeah, so. And then I got into 5610, the slider, if you remember the music slider.
Yes, yeah, I loved it.
It's, that was pretty good. Good camera. I think it had a breathing light on it as well for notifications. Sold that on eBay, again, up to my selling habits again, and got a N78, and that's what kicked everything off.
The N78. So, heck, why was that so special for you?
Special for me because when I got it, it wasn't that long after it'd been released. So I think it was even on the release firmware, where I only had one firmware update. And as you get with any device these days, you get a fair share of bugs and all that. And basically, I went onto this website, Nokia support discussions. And
yep, and all the old NSD.
The old NSD. And basically, yeah, had a few questions, started posting bug reports and all that, and yeah, they kept releasing updates and, interacted with a few moderators on there, and I don't know, after a while, because it was a website to, obviously, if you had problems with your Nokia phone, no matter what model, you could just go in there and ask questions, and people around the world who had signed up would obviously answer. And basically I just stuck around, and I really got into answering questions that people had with to do with the problems with their Nokia phone or Nokia services, like OV Maps or Nokia Music and all that. So yeah, that started a multi-year journey. So worked my way up the ranks for that, and then basically got to talk to a few Nokia employees, and got sent a couple of devices before launch, and as you know, we also got into the Nokia Music side, so Mix Radio and all that later on.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's just a multi-year journey of just constantly being into Nokia devices, helping out, interacting with other people on Twitter, which is, how I met you, and a few other good blokes around the world. So, yeah, that's it in a nutshell, basically.
Well, that's what I love about your story. Like, you actually got involved with Nokia. You helped a lot of people out on the Nokia support discussions. Where, the big difference with me, I was mainly just a consumer, and then I met people through social media like yourself, but I just love how you helped a lot of people out over the journey, mate.
Yeah, thank you. It's just, it was a really great community to be a part of, and, many people such as yourself and all that, just being people that are quite passionate about Nokia products, it's just gives you, it doesn't just give you great satisfaction. It's a real hobby and a real, something that you really get behind, and it's almost like a life force, And just the relationships that you make and the people that you meet and you're bonding over these products that you love, and it's such a great community to be a part of. And what made it even better and more engaging was that these Nokia employees were, whether they be from, Mix Radio or on the support discussions or even the trial program with Nokia Connects, they wanted to hear the feedback. They wanted to know what they could do better for the consumer, how they can make their products better, what suggestions. That take on, whether it was negative or positive, it wasn't guided by money. It wasn't guided by we got to sell X amount of models or we've got to pander to this and that. And, it's just they wanted to know what people were into and what people loved and, didn't love so much about the Nokia products. And, it was a really great community to be a part of. So,
well, I think you've hit the nail on the head there, where you said the word community a couple of times. And I was going to say the same thing. And that's why, like, over the journey, like, I've had, you know, hundreds of phones, different companies, but my love is for Nokia because they had that community. They don't have it anymore, but they had that community, and no other phone company has that. So you've got your Samsungs, your LGs, your Huawei's, Oppo's, whatever. They might have their fans, but they don't have a community.
Yeah, that's exactly what I loved about
Nokia.
Yeah, it's such a, yeah, I don't know, right out of words, but basically, yeah, you've just summed it up perfectly there. And so, yeah, let's hear a little bit more about your journey, because what was your first Nokia phone? Because you've gone way back, I think even further than what I had.
Yeah, so I'm getting on in years now, so I'm just about to hit 50. So my first Nokia, it was my first Nokia was my second mobile phone. So my first phone, don't laugh, was one of those Motorola bricks. You know, it was about 30 centimeters long with a big antenna, weighed a ton, battery lasted half an hour. And I used to think I was hitting a bit because no one back in those days, and this, you know, I'm talking early 90s, had mobile phones.
Wow.
That anyway, so way back. So we're talking 91, 92, where I had the Motorola.
Yeah.
And then I went to Optus. I remember I was with Optus, and they had Nokia. And look, not quite sure because I'm going back, you know, 30 years, but I'm pretty sure it was like a 2100 series Nokia. Oh, wow. So it was a lot smaller, had a big screen. Like on the Motorola, just had a tiny screen where it just had one line screen. That's all it was. Whereas the Nokia, I think it was a 3 or 4 line screen and a lot smaller, lighter, battery lasted a lot longer. Then probably had that for 2 years, 2 year contract. And I've just moved on from phone to phone. I've had NECs, I've had Panasonics, you name it, I've had every phone. So I've had Ericssons even before Sony Ericssons.
Oh, wow.
But I've always been interested in mobile phones. Like, I'm hopeless on computers, but I've always thought mobile phones were the future because you could carry them around everywhere.
Yeah.
So I got right into, like, I used to get Stuff magazines, T3 magazines, still got them at home. My wife wants me to get rid of them. But anyway, I've still got them. But I like to look at them every now and again and think, gee, I loved that phone back then. You know, it was awesome. But so I've always had an affinity with mobile phones. And then I worked for one of Australia's largest consumer electronics stores, Harvey Norman. And that really, as much as he might be a prick to work for, it was great for me personally because I was surrounded by gadgets. And that's where I really got into Nokia. And it was just like an event where I started getting into social media a lot more, into Twitter, had access to gadgets, really liked Nokia. Like, they had back those when I first started, what would they have had? It's the last of the Symbian phones. So you would have had your N8s. They would have had maybe a couple of C7s there.
Between 2009, 2010, so the end of that decade, basically, yeah.
Correct. Got the N900, even put someone onto that phone. He probably hated it in the end because it wasn't for everybody, that phone. He should have got an iPhone, but anyway.
But it could do everything. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. Like, Nokia could do everything. Well, the first iPhone and basically the second and third one didn't do hardly anything, but like, you put your mate onto the N900 was just basically, you could do everything with that phone.
Exactly. So, and that's the thing. This was even before this is before I even worked for Harvey Norman. So this is where I was working for just a crappy retail place, but I had influence because I loved my phones. So my wife, she had the E61. She loved her keyboard phones. Then the E71, and I was so jealous. I actually got one, an E71, because I loved it. It was such a classy device.
Yeah, and looked great as well.
And then she got the E7 before she moved, and then that was her last Nokia.
Yeah.
But I got the N900 around the same time as the E7. Told my friends all about it. One or two people got the N900, so I probably helped Nokia sell a few of those in Australia. Then, not long after that, that's when I went to Harvey Norman. Had the massive access to the gadgets then. Then had the N9s. Got a couple of N9s. Bought them for my daughters.
Yeah.
And now I've got them. Fully intentional that I was going to get them.
As you do as a parent or a husband or whatever.
Exactly. So
You can borrow this. This phone's for you. But when you're done with it, just make sure you give it back to me and don't unsell it.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So after that, I started collecting. So I have nowhere near as much bigger collection as you, Adrian. I know you've got about 3 suitcases full. I've just got my cupboard. But I keep them. I open them up every now and again. I charge them up, keep them in good health. And I look back and I think, geez, these are fantastic. So, like I said, I've got that affinity with Nokia.
Yeah.
Now, I've moved on, obviously, now. I'm using an LG at the moment. I always like to go for, even though Nokia back in those days with the powerhouse, I always like to go for the underdog because everyone at that stage then was moving, gravitating towards the iPhone, in Australia at least. So, Nokia was starting to become the underdog, and I've always loved the underdog.
Yeah.
So that's my story. Love them to death.
Yeah, same here. I mean, it's just, like you said, there's nothing quite like the feeling of just opening up the old boxes and just, handling them and feeling them and just seeing, when they power on and just going, oh, wow, just like how, not only how technology was back then, but just the just getting reminded of the feeling that, it gave you when you were using those phones and, how powerful they were and, how they had great cameras and, great games, things like that. So, it's a pretty cool journey that you've been on as well. So, and it's great that you've kept everything as well, as much as, I have. I guess we've both had the thought over the years, those little creeping thoughts. Oh, what if we could just sell a couple or whatever. But we always
I haven't. That's the thing. I am so disappointed in myself that I sold my wife's E61. I don't know why I sold that. Yeah, it's beautiful, big screen on it. For such a old phone, it had a big screen for the time.
Yeah.
Big square screen, big square phone. So I have sold a few. Like I said, my old Ericssons, my old Panasonics, NECs. I used to sell, as like you, but back in those days, it was the Trading Post through the classifieds. And then maybe towards the end, a couple of eBays. But from, I would dare say, from about 6 or 7 years ago, I've kept everything.
Yeah. That's fantastic, and that's the way to go, obviously picking up a lot of value now as well on the as they get older. But even in spite of that, it's just like, no matter how much it's worth, I'm just not going to sell it because it's, as we've been talking about this whole time, it's such an important part of us that we It's like a child. You just can't let it go. You can't, can't turn your back on it, basically.
Yeah, correct.
Correct. And, I think, probably 10 years ago, people would think, like guys like us are just silly, just for even thinking like that. But as we see these days, it's not only with, whether it's collectibles, whether it's, trading cards or, with us with phones and stuff, there is intrinsic value to it. So, and it's a passion. So you can't let that die, basically.
Well, it is a passion. And as you say, and I know you're the same, we're always on the lookout in the used car, things like on eBay or Facebook or Gumtree to see if there's any old Nokias that, might be worth something. Snap or still got the box and snap it up. And that's what I know. You do it. I do it as much. Like I said, I've been to my wife before. She hates it, but anyway. You don't even use them half the time, so But anyway, that's fine. I love it. I love it. I'd love to get some glass cabinets or whatever and just display them all. At the moment, they're in a cupboard.
Yeah, same here with mine. But that's the aim. I think one day down the track, I think for both of us, glass cabinet, giant glass wardrobe, and Just turn them on, play with them.
Go to IKEA.
Let up. That's it, IKEA. I did have a, as you know, I did have a giant cabinet for a while, but because I'm moving around so much, just got a bit too unwieldy to keep that. But yeah, that's the way I set that up. Yeah, just a giant glass, giant cabinet with glass doors and put a couple of cheap lights in there and, you know, at night time, just turn them on and have a look. Have them arranged nicely out there and, yeah. So, sorry, I cut you off again.
You're always cutting me off, mate. That's just it's a terrible thing. No, I'm just joking. We're just excited. That's all we are. We're just excited.
Well, that's it. We're just trying to always interject. We go, yeah, I remember that. I remember that. I remember that. I remember that. Because we are so just, we're just so into it. So this is a great thing that we're doing here, this podcast. And we hope you out there in the audience are enjoying hearing our stories, and this is not it. There will be many more stories to come.
Well, and that's the thing. So we'd like to, get everyone involved. We'll contact some people. If we'll put this on social media. If you think you have a story to tell, we'd love you to contact us, and we'll get you involved.
That's it. I'm sure there's some great stories out there that we haven't even heard yet. Some undiscovered gems out there. So. Like Justin said, if you've got any interesting stories or you want to reminisce about your memories with Nokia phones or even services, like I said, like OV Maps Nokia store. I'm not sure how much you can reminisce on that because it's a bit of a mess at the beginning, but
it got there towards the end.
I'll give it that.
To be fair. But if you're into the design, if you want to get, we'll get Marco Artisari in and we'll talk to him if he can speak English. I know he can speak English, I'm only joking. But, people who want the design, like everyone loves the design of the N9, that was the start of that fabulous design look. If you like the software side, the mixed radio or the services, the maps or the store, let us know. Everyone's got a story.
That's it. Yeah, definitely. And like you said, with the design and all that, I mean, just Nokia were one of the few, if not one of the only ones at the end, basically just being bold enough to try new design languages and new form factors and all of that. I mean, you just look at their history of phone designs and you look at, this weird and wonderful shapes, like for example, like the 7600 that looks like a like a tape measure, basically. But tape measure phone and, the N-Gage and
the lipstick phones.
The lipstick phones, the 7360, 7380, I think they were. They were just bold and just not afraid to try something new and whether it stuck or not, it didn't matter. But they're iconic in our eyes and I'm sure they're iconic in a lot of our listeners' eyes as well.
Well, even Steve Jobs complimented Nokia on having different form factors, trying something different. So that's a nice praise.
Yes, coming from a big guy like him, that's quite the praise. Okay, so... like we said, we're going to get more into detail over the coming episodes. And, this is we could go on forever, I think, basically, with all these episodes that we've got lined up for you guys. But you'll just have to wait and listen out and see what interesting topics we've got to discuss.
Correct. So what, we'll make this a weekly one, Adrian?
Yeah, we'll try and make it a weekly thing. And, can't wait for you. Everyone out there to come on board and take along with us for the journey. So before we go today, where can the listeners find you on your socials, Justin?
Okay, so they can find me on mainly on Twitter. And if you search for IvaBiggin71, you'll find me.
So can you spell that?
So it's I-V-A. Sorry. Yes, IvaBiggin71. So I have a big one in name only, unfortunately, but yeah. And what about yourself?
We'll work on that over the coming weeks as well. and myself, mainly on Twitter, still into phones, mainly a Xiaomi proponent, which we won't discuss on this podcast. And same with the HMD. We could, we're not going to go on about that too much, actually.
Yeah, this is more about the old
this is more Nokia. About the old Nokia, just to clarify if anyone's been wondering out there, because we should have clarified that at the start, actually, but
yeah, we should
half
have.
An hour to actually clarify that fact. So if there's any listeners out there, we're just going, I can't wait to hear about all the HMD phones. We're sorry to disappoint you, but we'll leave our reservations about that particular phase of the unfortunate history. We'll just leave that to the side. My Twitter handle is at Adrian G Hughes. That's ADRIAN G and then HUGHES. So I'm mainly active on there, and hopefully we get some more socials going in the near future if we can pick up enough of an audience. Who knows, we get lucky.
Might even get its own handle.
That's it. Might get its own handle. Might get its own Discord server. You can chat to us on there. Maybe a Patreon down the line. I don't know. But
we'd like a bit of Patreon action.
That's it. A little bit of patronage from yourself, guys and girls, and all denominations out there. Okay, so that's going to wrap it up for this first episode. Sorry, my voice is about to lose it. Feel like I've been coming down with a cold over the last day or so. So,
ooh,
yeah, it's not good.
But I'd like to just thank, if anyone has taken the time to listen, thank you very much. In all honesty, it's pretty humbling that someone wants to listen to what we have to say. So I really appreciate it. Thanks, people.
So, I'd like to echo that sentiment as well. And thank you for taking time out of your hard working days and nights to tune in to listen to us ramble on a little bit about Nokia phones and services. So yes, thank you again to my co-host Justin here for coming on with me, and
and thanks Adrian for starting this all up. You're our technical guru, so Adrian is the one who has organized through Clean Feed to do this podcast. So
massive shout out to Clean Feed. So any sponsorship deals, please turn it our way. We love your work. Send us a few dollars. That'll help.
Thanks, people.
All right. Thanks, everyone. You take care and have a great day.
Have a great week.
You've been listening to an Adrian Hughes and Justin Cohen production.